Hello and welcome to the Business Today News podcast. Here are the top stories. Online companies such as Flipkart, Amazon and Paytm Mall are looking to resume full operations after April 20th. The companies are looking to restart full operations after the Ministry of Home Affairs issued a set of guidelines to be followed during the lockdown extension. The government said certain services would be allowed to resume after April 20th to ease the lives of millions of people. Railways will spend ₹1,490 crore in refunding 94 lakh train ticket bookings it had to cancel because of the lockdown extension till May 3rd. Earlier, it had refunded the tickets booked prior to the lockdown on March 25th. Top railway officials said an amount of ₹830 crore will be refunded for 55 lakh bookings made for travel between March 22nd and April 14, as the railways had suspended services on March 22nd. Amid the coronavirus crisis, the main priority for India should be to deal with the health crisis, said International Monetary Fund's chief economist, Geeta Gopinath. She added the priority after dealing with the health crisis should be to ensure that people and businesses affected by the pandemic get the help they need. Talking about the impact of coronavirus on world economy, Gopinath estimated a loss of $9 trillion and bleak chances of recovery if the problem persists. The International Monetary Fund has said that it supports India's proactive decision of imposing a nationwide lockdown in its fight against coronavirus. A day earlier, the IMF in its World Economic Outlook had forecast India's growth rate to be 1.9% in 2020. The impact of the coronavirus on the Asia-Pacific region will be severe across the board and unprecedented, the IMF has said, adding that Asia's growth in 2020 will come to a standstill. The coronavirus pandemic has brought good fortune to Amazon Inc. founder and chief executive Jeff Bezos in the form of $24 billion. Bezos's overall wealth soared as demand for online shopping sent the company's stock to a new high. With this, Jeff Bezos's wealth has topped $138 billion, the Bloomberg Billionaires Index says. The e-tailer boss owns 11% stake in the world's biggest online shopping platform. A COVID-19 vaccine may be the only thing that can bring back normalcy, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Wednesday, hoping for just that before the end of the year. He called for its accelerated development and accessibility to all, adding it must have a universal global benefit and allow us to control the pandemic. And that's all the news we have for you today. Goodbye for now.